This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This is what we do every single Thursday. Tyler Sturgis.
Pro athletes are sometimes a lot to handle.
Which is not good enough.
Maybe even a bit dramatic.
Altuve stole an MVP from Judge.
Turdish behavior will not be ignored. No one is safe.
I'm not going to let it take my joy.
It's Tyler's Turds of the Week on The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Ah, damn it, it is Tyler's Turd List, but it is Ron, the show, giving the turds. And let's go with the bronze medal first. All right, let's start a little light here with the bronze medal. My first turd and the bronze medal winner goes to the National Football League Scheduling Committee for giving the Atlanta Falcons 5 primetime games. How in the hell did we get here? What is the reasoning? Listen, I enjoy Michael Penix and his do-rag that he wears before games and underneath it, especially that real loud purple one he used to wear when he was in Washington. I think he switched to the red one in Atlanta. I enjoy him. I do. I think he's a good young quarterback. I enjoyed him Sunday Night Football last year against Washington. It is. It's cool. And Raheem Morris seems like a solid coach. What the hell do we need the Atlanta Falcons on 5 times in primetime? Now, I understand that they've got a lot more primetime games. They've got some doubleheaders on Monday Night Football. But Atlanta getting 5? Like, listen, I don't normally do this. You know, I don't have a dog in the fight. But the Houston Texans are better and more interesting than the Atlanta Falcons to me. I'm sorry. I don't get that one. Right? I told you yesterday I thought it was weird that the Vikings got that many, but I can understand Justin Jefferson is one of the absolute best players in the game. They've got an interesting quarterback situation. But the Atlanta Falcons to say, yeah, man, let's get them on here, man. Sunday Night Football, Monday Night Football. Let's get the Falcons on. They just don't feel like, I mean, they're third. Dallas has 6.
Yeah.
The Chiefs have 7, and they're third with 5. It is that really caught me off guard seeing how many times Atlanta and how well thought of Atlanta is to be on primetime like that.
Yeah, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
They got a 2-3 primetime game feel to me.
Well, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense given the fact that they don't have primetime teams in their division either. So it's not like you just play the Eagles and the Chiefs and the Ravens, you play them all twice. You know, there's none of that. So it's makes it even more interesting to think that it's not the sexiest of matchups or it's a non-division game. So I guess somebody's got to benefit from time to time. I guess they're hoping and praying that Bijan Robinson and Michael Penix Jr. and Drake London and Kyle Pitts and all those guys that were so promising when they were drafted, I guess they're hoping that they all.
I guess the young quarterback and Bijan, but that, I mean, you start rolling after that, boy, the intrigue slows down for me. And I don't know. I mean, are they favored? I think the Bucs are favored to win that division.
I would think so.
It's odd. 5 primetime games. It's weird to see. All right, they get the bronze medal today. All right, the silver medal. For our turds of the week, this is Tyler's turd list. He is out, but I am still in to help facilitate this sucker. The silver medal goes to Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryan.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
This ought to get interesting.
Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryan get the silver medal on the turds list because they didn't find a way to get a deal done with Stephon Diggs. And now that means we have Cardi B taken away from us. The potential, the potential of having the ratchet version of Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce here, right here in Houston, would have been glorious. When we saw them unveiling and make it a thing. Did you see it, Chris? Did you see him at MSG?
Oh, yeah, I sure did.
She had a little skirt number on. He came out there in Tim's and shorts because, of course, and now that could have been here. That could have been. Now, maybe they wouldn't have just run to Cardi B in the booth like they're doing Taylor Swift, but they might have done it a little bit. I'll tell you, man, this could have been big. This could have been big in Houston if we'd had it. Cardi B. Hey,
Cardi B would have been. She'd have been knee deep in every single broadcast.
Now, listen. I don't think me and Chris discussed this a little bit. I don't think it would have the Taylor Swift dynamic because I do think
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The interest overall, like she's not, I don't think she does. She have a version of Swifties? I don't think so. I don't think she does. We got the Beehive and the Swifties. Like they're on a different level than Cardi B. But I still think she's a big star. First off, Stephon Diggs, his profile is going to raise right here with this relationship. Maybe not to the Travis Kelce portion. I bet you right now, if Stephon Diggs ran out there and started a podcast, there'd be a lot of interest to hear what's going on in that podcast with that relationship. But damn it, we could have had Cardi B. Oh man, that would have been great.
Not a great number two wide receiver. Not.
Hell with that, man. If you're telling me, yes, I like the move for Christian Kirk. But if you're telling me that Nick Caserio and D'Amico could have to make the decision between Christian Kirk or Steph Diggs and Cardi B, I think that's another prime time game right there.
I'm with you.
I would have five.
Could have taken one of Atlanta's.
That might have been a flex. Damn it, we could have had Cardi B.
I'd have been here
Offset
for it.
Lurkin. Maybe she performs at halftime. Here we could.
Or maybe Offset performs at halftime.
Yes.
Oh, that would be good.
And has a bunch of the chicks that he posted pictures on the stage with him.
God, dog, that
with Cardi B in a suite with Hannah and Cal.
Yeah, man. Listen, Nick and D'Amico, you have done a lot of great things in acquiring talent
and
drafting,
but
I just think you dropped the ball here. And maybe they didn't know where the relationship was at the time. But now those New England fans are going to benefit for this. You know she'd rather been in Houston.
No question.
Oh,
both of them would have been.
Right? Damn it. All right. That's the silver. The gold medal is, and this was clear. Hold it up. If you're looking on YouTube and Twitch, Chris Santiago is holding up the gold medal trophy.
Holding up a turd.
And it goes to Rob Manfred and all of Major League Baseball decision makers, because I don't think Rob's big enough to just make this call on his own. But it goes to all of them, and that is for their decision to now reinstate Pete Rose back into baseball only after he's dead. That is that to me, we talked about it earlier this week, Clint, as it didn't feel right and it didn't feel good because it wasn't. That's just BS to me, right? Either ban him and keep him banned and just say we're not playing around with betting on baseball, betting on the sport, whatever, or then do it when he was alive. Don't sit on this and just secretly sit down there. All right, well, we're going to wait till he's dead. We're going to wait till he's dead. So he just wanted to sign Hall of Famer one time on one of them baseballs in Vegas, and you took that from him. That's just that to me, that whole decision, you're either in or you're out. Let him in or leave him out.
Yeah, I'm with you, Ron. On a human level, take baseball out. On a human level, this is a Bush League move in a major, major way. It should, like, of all the ways to handle Pete Rose, the Hall of Fame, gambling, and any player getting in or not getting in, the way to handle it would have been three or four other ways than waiting till Pete Rose, the most famous one that's being held out or not allowed over gambling, dies, and then before his family even gets a chance to finish grieving, you come out and say, all right. It's almost like one final shot. All right, Pete, you're in, man. We can get you in now. You're eligible.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just seems like a Bush League. I can't think of a better phrase than just, it just feels dead ass wrong to do it this way. So I agree with that. They should get a double gold.
That was ridiculous. That was absolutely ridiculous. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.